We talked earlier about our friend David Brandon taking on the challenge of Toys R Us, and they scrambled to keep their bankruptcy reorganization plan alive. They scrambled to do all these things to continue doing business, but they appear to be running out of time and money, and not just the bankruptcy, but liquidation, which is most unusual. A guy who knows all about these sorts of things, our bankruptcy and beyond expert from the famed law firm of Plunkett Cooney, the famed Doug Bernstein, joins us. Good morning, Douglas.
Good morning. What's the beyond you're talking about?
The liquidation.
No. Oh, okay.
Because there's bankruptcy, which this company is in, and there's liquidation, which this company will not be in.
Well,
I mean, our company.
Both can be bankruptcies. Chapter 11 is a reorganization. Chapter 7 is a liquidation.
There you are.
Both within bankruptcy.
That's why you're the expert here. It must be pretty bad to have to go to this, to now, and they've not made an official statement or comment, but there are those in the know who can't be quoted that say that Toys R Us is making preparations for a liquidation of its bankrupt U.S. operations.
Really, this isn't all that unusual. In the past, the Chapter 11 reorganization was truly that. It was a reorganization and a restructure of the debt. Over the past several years, Chapter 11 has been used to find buyers for companies rather than reorganize. So in a sense, it has been a liquidation, but if there are no buyers, then a Chapter 7 is used really to sell off the assets, get as much money to pay to the creditors as possible, and that's the end of the entity, and there's no way out. So you cannot reorganize, number one, if you don't have anybody willing to loan you money to stay in business, and number two, you can't do the bankruptcy sale if there are no willing buyers under the circumstances that currently exist. And Toys R Us had so much debt put on it in 2005. They had $7 billion when they were sold in a leveraged buyout, and they were just kicking the can down the road over time, and it finally caught up to them.
David Brandon told me as much when he took the job, that it was almost an insurmountable job, but they called on him, the investors, the people who were losing the money, they called on him as their best hope, but he said it was a very, very big job walking in the door, and obviously they haven't found anyone. So they've even said, in fact, at their stores, at some sales that they had, that they told the company in recent weeks has told workers at its going out of business sales that it doesn't have enough money to pay severance, because they had already announced how many, you know, stores they were going to be closing. Now it looks like the whole deal. I was wondering out loud, you'll help me on this. So FAO Schwarz is another great toy store that shocked everyone when they had to close their big New York store. That was an iconic store. Well, FAO Schwarz is in the news saying they're coming back with a whole different kind of stores in airports and in China and in the United States. And I'm just wondering, is that a possibility for Toys R Us going through what they're going through now?
Well, I would suspect that when the assets are sold off, one of the things that might have value would be the goodwill, which would be the brand. So if there is a buyer for that, somebody could conceivably pay for the brand and then start up a company, not the same Toys R Us, without all the baggage that the current Toys R Us has and move forward without assuming any of the liabilities. Yeah, that's conceivable.
But then you feel cheated if you're an employee. I mean, the way I bought Kmart stock, and it went up like big the next day or a week later or something, and I thought I did well and found out they just had absolutely delisted or threw my stock away and started a new one, same name, and there they went. So
also not an unusual ploy. You know, it's always dangerous when you're buying stock in a bankruptcy, because in the bankruptcy priority scheme, if it comes to liquidation, the the class of creditor who gets paid last are the shareholders.
Yeah.
So you have to pay attention, especially when a company's in Chapter 11. So sorry for that.
Yeah, well, situation could still be fluid. There could be a white knight, but it seems unlikely. You never know. They entered bankruptcy, Toys R Us, back to them, and Babies R Us, last year with $5 billion in debt. They started with $7 billion in debt, you've told us. And it doesn't look good. And our local connection, of course, is Dave Brandon, who did a great job at Domino's and some other companies that he ran, but he wasn't able to pull them out. We're going to try to reach David either today or Monday. Anything else we need to know at for the stores that are here in Michigan and the people who work for Toys R Us?
Well, it will be a wind down. It should be relatively short, because one of the biggest challenges that you have in a liquidation is the suppliers aren't going to provide product unless they get paid either in advance or when the product's delivered. And if Toys R Us does not have the cash to stock the stores even to do a liquidation, you can see empty shelves pretty quickly, and this shouldn't take very long.
Yeah, well, you can also see, as word spread of this possibility, Mattel and Hasbro, two of the largest toy makers in the world, saw their shares fall in after-hours trading. Big ramifications for a lot of people. Always appreciate your help, Doug. Sorry I missed the big game dinner. I hope that you can find out what the date is for next year. So, and if you're kind enough to invite me again, I can block that day out from activities.
Well, you are on the list, and if they move the date of the auto show, then you should be in the clear, provided you're not sunning yourself in some exotic place.
Yeah. Well, I guess we don't know either question at this point. Thanks for your help, Douglas.
Thank you, Paul W.
654 WJR, Doug, an expert at Plunkett Cooney in bankruptcy. And I say beyond, but I guess it's all a different kind of bankruptcy when they completely liquidate. All still under the realm of bankruptcy.